قالوا رايد وشيعة الملك يعني يوكوين جعل يولا المين حزم جاي اجتماع ولاب وشنين قدمون يوم.
This week's Parshas, Parshas Korach, discusses a lot of things about the kahuna. And at the end of the parsha, it discusses the mitzvah pidyon haben. The mitzvah pidyon haben is with a bechor, you give the kohen five coins, and it's done on the Magen Avraham Paskins, it's done on day 31. On day 31 is the mitzvah pidyon haben, 31 days from the birth. And the question is, what happens when it falls out on Shabbos? So when it falls out on Shabbos, we do it on Sunday. So the Truma Sadeshin has a question, why can't we do it on Shabbos? So you'll tell me, oh, but you can't take coins on Shabbos, it's Muktzah. But you don't have, Pidyon HaBen doesn't need coins. Pidyon HaBen is even if you give something that's Shava Kesef, you give something that's worth the same value of the coins, is also good. So then why can't you do it on Shabbos? It'd be better to do it on Shabbos, that's the day. So why don't we do it on Shabbos? So the Truma Sadeshin says the reason why we don't do it on Shabbos is because even if you're not giving coins, but you're going to give something else, and that's like paying a debt. When you owe somebody money, you pay a debt. So therefore there's a gezeira that you can't have mekach u'memkar. You can't do a business deal on Shabbos. So that's like doing a business deal, even if you're not using coins. So therefore you can't do a business deal on Shabbos because he might come to write it down. So then the Truma Sadeshin says, well, why can't you do it before Shabbos? Do it before Shabbos. Because the halacha is you can give the coin to the Kohen before Shabbos, and according to one opinion, that's good once you get to day 30, day 31. The other opinion says only if he keeps the coin. But you can do it before Shabbos and he'll hold on to it. From before Shabbos, he'll keep it in his drawer. So the Truma Sadeshin says, yeah, but when are you going to make the bracha? When are you going to make the bracha? You can't make the bracha before Shabbos because you didn't do the mitzvah yet. And on Shabbos, you're not doing anything. That's one thing. And also, we have a minute to have a suda. A suda. And the suda is to publicize the miracle of Makas Bechoros, of Pidyon HaBen. So you can't publicize something if you're not doing anything. So therefore, it would be a lack of chisaron in the suda. So it's better to postpone it. So this way, the bracha will be a good bracha, and the suda will be a good suda. He says, even though you're missing out on the ikar day, the Truma Sadeshin says, you see this halacha that sometimes it's better to postpone a mitzvah so you can do the mitzvah better. He says that elsewhere. That's l'shitaso. He says by Kiddush Levana. That Kiddush Levana, the minig is we wait till Motzai Shabbos. Even though, why should we wait till Motzai Shabbos to do Kiddush Levana? We should do it today. The answer is because Motzai Shabbos, we're dressed, the big day Shabbos, it's more kavodik. So therefore, the Truma Sadeshin says, unless there's a question that we'll miss it if we go to Motzai Shabbos, but it's better to do the mitzvah. Sometimes it's better to do a mitzvah better, in a better way, even though it means you're going to have to postpone it a little bit. So when day 31 is on Shabbos, we do the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday.
You don't have to do on
31. It's on Monday.
You could do 2 years later.
Yeah, right. But you're not supposed to do that l'chamchila. If you missed it, you can still do it later, right? But when are you supposed to do it? Preferably on day 31. So when it falls out on Shabbos, even l'chamchila, we do it the day after.